Hi there, I'm Corey.
And I'm Lane. If y'all are looking for a little American magic,
then put away your athames and wands and dig out your box of roots, stones, and bones.
This is New World Witchery. In tonight's episode, we'll be discussing our recent trip to Salem.
Then, in the second part of the episode, we'll be revisiting one of the discussions we had with the other podkin about why witchcraft? Well, all right. Tonight's episode is going to be a little different, I guess.
Is it different?
It's going to be more chatty. So if you don't like our chatty shows, I apologize. Feel free to skip this one.
Yeah.
You'll be missing out. Because we're going to be discussing...
why witchcraft?
Well, and eventually that.
Yeah, eventually. But I think it's an interesting conversation we had.
It was a great conversation.
Yeah, while at Salem with all the other podcasters. So...
that's where we're really going to start.
So let's talk about that.
So we were up there for the Pagan Podkin Supermoot version 2.0.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. Boy, we came up with some fun names for that, didn't we? Which was primarily organized by Velma Nightshade of Witch's Brouhaha. And what a fabulous job she did.
Thank you so much, Velma. You're awesome.
Yeah, that was a stellar event. Basically, if you haven't been following the blog or the other podkin or don't really know what this is about, it's a gathering of pagan podcasters that we're trying to turn into an annual thing. This is the second annual one where we all come together in some central location or some sort of eventful location and get together, get to have time with each other, and then usually we have a little meet and greet and talk to the fans that come out to see us and do things like maybe hold a class. There was a class this year that was a lot of fun. And just generally have a good time.
Oh my God, it was fabulous.
Was it everything you dreamed it would be?
It was better than that. I mean, it was just... I was telling Corey that I had no idea I could miss people as much as I do, that I only... met and, you know, hung out with for a day and a half.
Yeah.
So, I really miss everybody. I mean, we bonded. It sounds so, like, kumbaya, but we did.
We did. I mean, it was a situation where all of the people that we met during this event were... I had met about half of them before.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was meeting some people for the first time. But... we've all interacted so much via email and, you know, even just sort of sharing podcast stuff together that we sort of knew each other a little bit to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then meeting them in person, it's you used a really wonderful way of describing it.
This is from my friend who I was telling this about or telling her about this. And she said, "Oh, so it was like witchy church camp." I said, yes, it was.
Yay. It's like a witchy retreat.
It was.
So, but you get to go spend all this time with these amazing people and...
well, like-minded people, which is...
yeah.
It's hard for us. I think, you know, not to be whatever about it, but especially in the South, you know, it's harder to find those type of groups. Not that they're not out there, you know, but it... I've never been a part of such a group like that. And it was fabulous for me. Like, I've been really kind of down lately and,
sort of a cold spell for a while, right?
Yeah. Times 10. I mean, it was like Arctic, you know, it was just, I was feeling a little burned out and, you know, I don't want to go into my personal crap, but I just really needed to recharge my batteries. And Corey and I did a working,
like the weekend before we went out.
Yeah, before we left, we did a few things, and which was really nice, and that helped. And then I said this earlier, but it wasn't just like a recharging of batteries. It was like handing you a whole new pack of batteries. It was just like I came home with so much witchy energy. Like I just want to do so many things, and I mean, and I have. I've done more in this past week than I have in months. So it's been really, really nice.
It's amazing. Like, you know, like you said, getting around these like-minded people, and so many of them, they're all really smart, and they're all smart in these unique ways.
Yeah. So everybody had their own unique voice and to add to these discussions that we had, and they all made incredibly amazing points, and it was just,
yeah, like we had this amazing conversation one night in the, we all wound up in Velma's hotel room, just kind of sitting in a giant circle.
Before we go on, should we like mention who all was there? So yes, we can, so like, so these people can know who we're talking about.
Yes.
I'm sure you, at least some of you listen to, you know, these other podcasters and not just us. We're not that self-centered.
Yes. You know what? And before we dive into the Podkin side of this thing, I want to say a huge thank you to the fans that came out to see us.
Even if you just thought about coming out, we really appreciate you taking the time to even think about it, even if you couldn't make it, you know.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, we received emails from people who were like, I wish I could make it. And yeah. I mean, just the fact that we have that many people who want to meet us and want to interact with us, I'm like, we're nobody, dude. But we love that, you know, people want to be a part of, you know, our show and our lives. And I love that.
Yeah. I mean, we had 2 people come out from California.
Seriously.
And not just to meet us, you know, in particular, but, you know, to meet everybody. And that was touching. It really was.
Yeah. And we had people from the Midwest. We had people, I think, from that, the Salem area. Mm-hmm. A couple came down from there. Mm-hmm. We had, I think, somebody from the Chicago area that came in.
Probably so.
I mean, we just had, just all over the country coming over just to hang out with people that they hear on internet radio shows, basically. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a great atmosphere. It was so positive. We sat down and had a wonderful discussion with one fan who was talking to Lane about her experience of coming out of the broom closet
to her mother. Which, you know, as if you've been listening for a while, you know, is really close to my heart because, you know, I've yet to do that and I really, really want to. But, you know, now is not the time just yet. But
maybe someday.
It gave me hope, and it really touched me. And she was, you know, she was crying as she said it, and it just
it was
heartwarming.
It was a beautiful moment. I was just sitting there watching this whole thing, going like, "Oh my God, this is, you know, this is real people and, you know, lives, and we're, you know, interacting. You know, what we're doing is clearly important to some people, and they're sharing their life with us."
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
We've gotten so much out of doing this. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of doing just the show, not just the super move.
But that's what I meant. The show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without you guys, we're just talking into a microphone.
Yeah. We're just talking into the computer. We're just having conversations that someone's listening in on, basically. But maybe conversations we would have anyway. I don't know.
Maybe. But that's beside
the point. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is that we have the greatest and most amazing fans in the world, first of all. But thank you, everybody. We've gotten since the last episode where we just mentioned that we'd gotten some negative criticism. Since that time, we've already had a flood of positive, positive reviews on iTunes, flood of positive emails, a flood of people responding to us and saying, no, no, no. The haters gonna hate, but don't listen.
Haters can drink their haterade, okay?
But don't listen. We love y'all, and you know what? We love y'all too. So thank you everybody who came out. Thank you everybody who's been leaving comments. Thank you everybody who's been writing to us. All of that is amazing. Yes. And if you've written to us and I haven't written back or Lane hasn't written back, don't fear. We will get back to you eventually. Every one of those emails we read gives us a warm fuzzy. Mm-hmm. We love them. So we will get back to you. But thank you is basically what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yes.
So anyway, okay. So the Podkin that were at the Supermoot.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. There was Jillian of Iron Powaka. You got to contribute to this too. Come on. There was Saturn.
I've met them all. I've met half of them twice. So I get to quiz you. She shakes her head vehemently in fear.
Okay. I just don't want to, like, not that I could forget anybody, but, so there was Saturn, Pennies mm-hmm. in the Well. It was Araya from Media Astra Octera.
Mm-hmm. Saturn's from Holly as well.
Yes, Holly, who was great to meet.
Yeah, she was a hoot.
She was, I loved her. I loved everybody. Yeah. I just, let's see, Grey Wolf from A Pagan Heart in Maine.
Very, yeah, that's right.
And Peter Padden and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonoran Green.
Crooked Path, Peter Padden and his wife.
Yes.
Well, Peter Padden from Crooked Path. Sonoran Green is Pagan in Portland.
And Scarlet from Lakefront Pagan Voice.
Uh-huh. There's this one chick, Velma something or other.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
She was there.
Of course Velma was there.
Yes. I feel like there's
The Wiggly Way.
Oh, of course, Mojo and Sparrow.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
I think you forget them.
Oh, my God. They were adorable. And, like...
Their Canadian accents were awesome. They were so, like, Canadian. I just loved it. And Sonoran and I were talking to Scarlett about accents and how funny it was just because we have such a different group of people from all over. And then, you know, we moved on to other topics, and I said something to Scarlett, and she went, "No." And Sonora and I looked at each other and just died laughing. She was like, "What? What?" And we both looked back at her, and we both said, "No." And I was like, "But I'm not making fun. I love it. I love to hear different accents." Yes. And I said, "And don't worry, you'll hear my two-syllable no soon."
No.
No.
Gonna rebify that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah. So I think was that everybody, Saturn, Scarlet, Peter.
I believe so.
Araya, Grey Wolf, Velma. There were 13 of us, 12 of us.
12.
12 is what it wound up being.
Because it was one short of a,
one short
traditional
of a coven.
That's
true.
That's how I remembered that.
Yes. So if we wound up missing somebody in there, we apologize. But I think we got everybody. I think we got everybody. We'll say we got everybody. I think so. If not, then you'll hear a horrible edit in here where, like, my voice comes back and goes, "And Jimmy Jobov from Happy Pagan Dancing Music." You know? Jimmy Jobov couldn't make it this year, though, so.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so we had this really awesome group of people. And the thing is, like you're saying, we're all from different places, different backgrounds. There are a number of... Canadians
mm-hmm.
that came this year. There are people working from traditional British witchcraft backgrounds. There are people working from distinctly Wiccan backgrounds. People with thelemic or ceremonial magician backgrounds. Just so many different perspectives. And they all came together. And we all had some of the best conversations, some of the best interactions. I mean... the best time of our lives, just, you know, talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no, there's no tension or conflict. You know, nobody was like, "My paganism's better than your paganism."
Which pagans can do sometimes.
Right. Yeah. A lot of, you know, I've seen social gatherings among, you know, magical folk turn into, you know, basically bitching contests
mm-hmm.
or pissing contests
or pissing.
In some cases. So, This didn't turn into that at all. Everybody seemed to be interested in what everybody else had to say. And
it's because what everyone else had to say was really fascinating.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like Araya, every time she opens her mouth, is like a gem of wisdom. It kills me. And she's not the only one. Like, everybody had this totally unique piece of themselves that they could offer. Like, mm-hmm. Sonoran.
I want
Seriously.
To hug him so badly.
I know, and like somebody would say something, he's like, "Yeah, somebody with a Virgo in their moon sign would totally say that." And you knew that he'd assessed that person and knew their astrological qualities. And you're like,
I love you.
Was adorable.
I want him to do a chart of mine or something. I think that'd be awesome.
I know. Oh, he would be brilliant. He charts things like asteroids and mm-hmm. comets.
Yeah, and his most recent one, he was talking about interesting asteroids and comets that appear in people's charts
mm-hmm.
somehow. Like, I think he said it was Prince Charles. Like,
mm-hmm.
Camilla and Diana happened to, like, pass through. How weird is that?
Yeah, through his astrological chart and, like, in his Venus house or something.
Yeah,
something like that. So it's very specific.
Yeah.
You know, and neither of us are huge astrology people.
No,
but it's very interesting. He makes it very interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know. And just everybody brought something interesting to the table. Saturn, precious and adorable. Like,
she everybody just, was, but...
But, like, no, she totally, like, I couldn't see her without wanting to hug her. Well, I guess that's true of almost everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it was so much fun.
I just didn't want to leave. But we're gushing. Let's...
Yes, okay. So gushing aside.
Okay. Anyway. So, what did we do? Let's talk a little bit about Salem.
Sure.
Did you enjoy? Because that was your second time going, right?
Yes, on both counts. It was my second time at a supermoon.
No, I meant to Salem specifically.
But it was my second time at Salem. And the first time at Salem was 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a slightly different vibe at that time. Christian Day, who was also with us, that was one we missed in our roster of pagan podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
He was not in Salem at that point, as far as I know, or at least didn't have his shops at that point. So he's done a lot to sort of change not the vibe, but maybe the focus of the tourism in Salem. So it's a lot more accessible for people who have magical interests.
Hmm.
But at any rate, so when I was last there, I went there, I spent a day up there. I went to Lori Cabot's shop and a couple of the other little shops and, went down to the wharf and had some good seafood and it was very enjoyable. But going with a group this time made a little bit of a difference. Like, it made it a lot more fun.
I think that was the best way I could have experienced Salem, was with a bunch of witchy people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went into as many shops as we could, and Velma ended up getting us admission to the Witchcraft Museum, which, mm-hmm. unfortunately, I didn't have time for. Because I was only there for, like, 36 hours before I had to fly back out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a really cool place to experience, you know, as a witch.
Yeah, and you get to go to the graveyard, right? The second oldest graveyard, in America.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. The carvings on the stones there are eerily beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly like these little faces or skulls with wings on either side of them, which are eerily lovely to me. I just think they're very cool.
Did you get any pictures by any chance?
We took a few shots, but not like high quality. Most of these are with our iPhones, basically. But I mean, like, I went by. There's the Hawthorne family, which is the ancestors of Nathaniel Hawthorne, the writer. A lot of his family are buried there, and we found their little plot of graves. Some of the early settlers in that area were buried in that graveyard. Beautiful, beautiful place. We happened to be there right at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
It was actually pretty freaking cold, too.
It was a little chilly. Who would have thought, Boston at the beginning of fall would be cold?
Well, but it was just, it was going, from so hot to way chillier than I thought it was going to be.
That's true. We were like, I wish I had more knitwear.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else did we do there?
Well, we had some pretty good food.
We did.
Went to this place called the Lobster Shanty.
What? Okay. I'm just going to throw this out there and you're going to get embarrassed. But
yeah, probably.
So we went to the Lobster Shanty and everyone ate the lobster roll except Lane. What did you have, Lane?
I had a sloppy Joe. I don't care for seafood very much. And it was all, I don't know, it depends on what I can get. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's probably blasphemy for, being so close to the coast. But yeah. Nothing appealed to me, so.
No, and I
wanted beef.
I don't really judge you at all for that. I think that's...
I don't think anyone does, but it's just funny. It's funny to me.
Yeah, and the lobster roll was really good. Everybody loved that. And then your sloppy Joe looks pretty good. Your potato chips. She had, like, these sweet potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious.
Yes, they were.
Oh, my gosh. And then, what else did we eat? Oh, but you did try some seafood.
Mm-hmm. I had a lobster bisque at this other place that we ate at that night for dinner. And it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd gotten the clam chowder. That was better, but because I tried some McCory's.
It was pretty good. Yeah. They did it with bacon. So, yeah. So, okay. So, we had good food. We did our meet and greet with the fans, did some shopping, which is shopping there.
Of course, yeah, we had the meet and greet at Omen. Mm-hmm. And then there were a few other little shops that we went in that we liked.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't get very much shopping done.
I really didn't either. I mean, I wanted to do way more than mm-hmm. I had time for.
Yeah. Some of the other Podkin did things like got period, like those vintage photos where they do like the vintage costume photos. They got these photos of themselves in these witchy costumes, which are really cool.
I never saw them.
Well, they just started putting them up today, okay. So I'll have to see if I can find them for you. And then, of course, you were very careful about not getting photographed, so I don't think we would have done that anyway.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I don't know. We just went around and did a lot of the touristy stuff, but also had a really good time with that.
Yeah. It was really interesting being there in Salem, so close to Halloween, too. Mm-hmm. And I was asking Corey, or telling, I'm not really sure, you know, but just observing, like, I wonder how much of that is it being so close to Halloween and how much of that is just, that's just Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From what I understand, like, we were seeing barely any of the Halloween stuff, and that once the 1st of October hits, it ramps up seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that's largely due to Christian Day's influence. He makes a pretty big focus on Halloween.
Cool.
So, but anyway. So it is sort of like Halloween all year round there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. What are some of the other things? There were some things that I missed that I really wanted to do, like the House of Seven Gables. I've been there twice, and I think maybe the first time I walked by it, but I didn't really know what I was looking for or seeing, and I definitely didn't get the tour.
Yeah.
And this time I didn't even make it down there. And for those who don't know what that is, Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote a story about this house, which is called The House of the Seven Gables. And so it's a historical location that's also a piece of major literature.
I had a beer named after it. Does that count?
Sure. We'll go with that. I had a beer that I think was called like Bat's Blood Beer, which was pretty good.
No, it was Black Bat.
Black Bat Beer. That's what it was. That was pretty good.
Stout. That's what it was.
Because mm-hmm. I like the dark beers.
Yes.
What else did we do while we were up there?
I didn't do much else, honestly. I just really didn't have time because both nights, Friday night and Saturday night, we congregated in Velma's room and opened up our swag bags, which thank you to everyone who donated that.
Seriously. Oh, Mrs. Audley.
Oh my God.
Made these little individualized poppets for each podcaster, which were amazing.
They really were.
We may have to post photos of those.
Yeah.
Just so people can see those. So it's really good. And then, I mean, there were books from Pendrig Publishing, which is Peter Patton's company, and A Candle from Hex, and Oils from Compass and Key, Apothecary, wherever that is. I say that anybody can buy anything from it right now, but...
Yeah, we need to get on that.
I've got a plan. I promise I have a plan.
Okay.
I've been saying that for almost 6 months now, but... We've got tons of oils. We've even got them bottled and labeled. Got mojo bags, stuff ready to go. And I just keep thinking I'm going to be doing one or two other things, and I'll be ready to relaunch it.
But work some of that work over to me. I'll mail stuff out.
Right on. All right. Then we do have a plan. It's not just a pipe dream anymore. Anyway, so...
Well, Saturn made a pendulum,
mm-hmm.
which I had never used one before, but I ended up doing that... last night, actually. And it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
I was very pleased with it. So that was cool.
We should experiment with that a little bit.
We should.
I love pendulums.
See, I had never worked with one before.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we have to do that.
Oh, and of course, Velma gave us Sharpies.
Of course. So official Witches Brew Haha Sharpies.
That was awesome.
Oh, and Saturn, or not Saturn, Scarlet. She gave us this little, like...
I love that because Corey is, like, his... Like, you know how certain herbs and certain stones mm-hmm. or, you know, certain things can really become close to you that you've worked with a lot. Well, one of Corey's is rue, and that's sort of transferred over to me a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. it's, so I really like working with that plant. And she made us little, it can double as like a lot of things. Like it has a little bitty jar of rue on the end and it has counting beads.
Yeah. It's almost like a tiny rosary.
Yeah. But it's really like, it also has a clasp though that you could turn it into a bracelet. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been wearing it as I'm driving as sort of like a protective thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like if I'm going out late at night on a Mickey D's run or something to just, you know, and I really like the energy it gives off. Like it just,
yeah,
I really like it.
Yeah. Well-made, cool stuff. Yeah. So well done there, Scarlett.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's other stuff. I mean, Heathen's dog sent us candles.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were even elementally correspondent, mm-hmm, and prepackaged so that you could do an elemental thing.
You got a bookmark from the,
Witch Museum?
Yes.
Yes. There's also a bookmark in there from New World Witchery.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I didn't get one, you know, because...
You didn't get one, because you're not special. No, we set it up in such a way that if you were getting... that you wouldn't get your own stuff, basically.
Right.
So Velma spent a lot of time coordinating that. Velma and Jillian actually spent a lot of time coordinating that. And Jillian, of course, she sent us herbs, and, I mean, it's like little trail mixes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
There was awesome. Lots of candy, too, which I very much appreciated on my flight home. I think most of it's gone now.
Oh, you and your holiday candies.
I love candy.
It's delicious.
I have a sweet tooth.
There's nothing wrong with that. So anyway, yeah, we had the swag bags. We had these conversations. There's the class with Peter Patton.
Yeah, which I did not attend. It was a little outside my price range because I had to scrape together some pennies just to be able to go, which, mm-hmm, I'm very glad I did. But yeah, so I wasn't able to attend that. But I had a great time, you know, outside of that, but apparently the class was very intense.
It was really intense. It was all about ritual possession and the art of invocation.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter performed multiple possessions in one class, including one where he was doing an invocation that involved two different, I don't want to call them aspects, but sort of pieces of this one entity.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was a deeply animalistic side of that deity, and literally was almost like both Saturn and I were holding him back so that during the possession it wouldn't cause him to charge into a wall, basically. And her poor Araya and I think Velma were sitting right in front of him, and they were like, "Should we move? Because he's looking a little chargy." but it was a stellar class. He's just a hell of a teacher.
And he's so down to earth too.
Yeah.
It was great to listen to, you know, him talk a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being really honest, he is a large part of why I am who I am now and where I am
We
today.
Use a lot of his methods and have found them to be incredibly effective.
Yes.
I mean, it was a little hard not to squee a little bit when he, you know, sat next to me at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's amazing. We feel like we've learned so much from him in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, like you said, he's really down to earth. All of the podcasters are very level-headed, intelligent people with a lot to say. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else in Salem that we did. Basically, we wound up doing, you know, the shopping, the class, the meet and greet, and just a few little things here and there, having some delicious food, and then spending time talking to each other back at the hotel was the biggest thing. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. Actually, we can go ahead and take a break and come back and talk about that.
I think we're done fangirling all over everybody else.
Yeah, and we'll get to some slightly meatier conversation. So we'll take a quick break, probably play promos for everybody we just mentioned. I'm kidding. That would be a lot of promos. we'll pick and choose. Only the best of the best will be in this episode. Also kidding.
It's That's probably, mean.
I know.
You're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
A few random, brilliant people will be represented. I don't know. I'm just digging in deep for her.
Yes.
You're about to hear some promos, and after the promos, we will talk about other things. And as it shall be, as it is written, goodbye. See you in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Velma Nightshade from Witches Brew Haha, inviting you to join me each week as I discuss all things witchy. Witches Brew Haha reaches from the controversial topics to the ridiculous reality that being a modern witch entails. From book reviews to hot-button pagan news, from stone and herb studies to practical magic tips and advice, Witches Brew Haha is a bewitching blend of the best a magical life has to offer. Find it on iTunes or at witchesbrewhaha.com. And remember, never be afraid to think outside the cauldron. Blessed be.
My name is Scarlett. I'm an eclectic neo-pagan witch based in Wisconsin on the shores of Lake Michigan. On my podcast, Lakefront Pagan Voice, I share my perspective on pagan topics, life, local flavor, and a few of my favorite things. I'm always learning, and I hope you'll explore with me. You can find my show on iTunes and at Podbean. And here's a cow.
The world is a magical place, just as our lives are magical. I'm Saturn, and I invite you to travel with me in a journey of personal exploration and spiritual development on Pennies in the Well, a podcast focusing on magic, life, and living. You can search for me on iTunes and Podcast Alley, or go to my website at www.penniesinthewell.com. Come, slip into the well with me, and discover the treasures that lie waiting for you.
Okay, so while we were there on the second night, we decided to have, like, a bit of a quieter night together, and we all just sort of sat around and...
snuggled. We had a quiet night, that's what it sounds like. We just cuddled a little bit.
I take it pretty close to Scarlett, you know.
How could he not, really?
Yeah, she was very huggy. Loved it.
She's great.
Anyway, so Corey posed the question to pretty much the whole group. Why witchcraft?
Yeah. And let me explain that a little bit.
Yes.
This thought had sort of been buzzing around in my head since a little before we got to the supermoon, but then once we were there, it really just sort of crystallized into this idea of why do you, dear listener, mm-hmm. and dear Podkin and dear Lane, why do you do witchcraft? Like, do you do it as because it is a religion, because it is a full-blown spiritual dimension of your life? Do you do it because you think it will lead to some sort of personal enlightenment? Do you do it because, you know, it's sort of an outsider thing to do? Do you do it because there's cool gear that goes along with it? Do you do it because it's a lot of fun to do it? And I'm naming off some of the reasons that we were given. Do you do it because you want to control things in your life, and you feel like witchcraft allows you to do that? You know, yeah. What is it?
I feel like a lot of people's responses were yes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a bunch of things. It's most of those things for me.
Yeah.
So,
but I will say, like, I incredibly appreciated that. While almost everybody was like yes, but here's the main.
Yeah.
Like, I really appreciated that it wasn't just a pat answer of like,
yeah,
yes, all of those things are true. And none of them are true. It wasn't like trying to be some, you know, bodhisattva on the mountaintop about answering this question, because they understood that I was asking it sincerely.
Yeah.
And they all gave me very sincere answers. So I'd like to talk a little bit about
it. Yeah, and it's funny, like, Corey and I both thought about bringing out our phones and, you know, recording a little bit of this, but it didn't happen. But I still remember a lot of what people said.
Yes.
I know Scarlett said, it's fun.
And then later on, she came back and Holly had given a really fun, a really interesting answer with a great metaphor in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Scarlett's like, can I take mine back and get her answer now?
Can I change mine to that?
Yeah. But I loved it. She was just like, it's fun.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. That's a good answer. Some of the others were, let's see. Jillian, what did she say? She said it was...
it's therapy.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a therapeutic thing. So it's a psychological way of getting to know yourself better.
Mm-hmm. And coming to terms with yourself, too. And, you know, appreciating every aspect of yourself is what her main point was, which I liked.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's interesting.
I mean, I agreed with everybody's points on this. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, like, it's not like there's a right answer to come out of this, because this is all about what it is to each individual person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, there is a one single answer of why witchcraft, why is witchcraft the best thing for everybody? Because
right.
It's not. It's the right thing for certain people, and it means different things to different people. Or at least it may have a central thrust that's significant in different ways to different people. So for Jillian, it's a therapeutic thing,
mm-hmm.
which is very different from my perspective, I think.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, the way she talked about it, it was totally valid.
Yeah.
In the it's fun vein of things, Saturn said that you get a lot of cool stuff. You get all the good toys.
Yeah. She was like, who else gets a cauldron? We do. That's right. We do.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And then her friend Holly was there, and she saw it as a sort of personal transformation.
Yeah, she had a really good, like, poetic mm-hmm. response of something along the line, and I'm going to butcher it, but something along the lines of it kind of allowed her to keep both feet in the well, but also reach for the stars, which mm-hmm. I thought was kind of beautiful.
Yes, that was the thing that Scarlett came back yeah. and said, can I have that answer? I think all of us were kind of like, God, I'll second that. Can I get a little piece of that answer? And Peter gave this really beautifully thought out explanation that had to do with fate and destiny and how it's a sort of a witch's job to cheat fate.
By changing ourselves.
By changing, yeah, you change
and how
yourself.
How we react.
Right before fate is written in stone.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you can change the universe because you've changed fate. And it was very interesting. It was very deep and it was surprisingly concise at the same time.
Well, it's interesting as I'm looking at these now and or hearing these answers, when before they seemed so different, and now it's really about transformation and about change
mm-hmm.
for most people, whether that be personal or the ability to create that change or.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. That's a very good point. Very cogent observation.
I like that.
Yeah. That everything is about, well, and if you think about it, we live in a dynamic universe. We
yeah.
live in this place where things change all the time. And, you know, if you're going to pick a path to follow, why not one that is designed to deal with change?
Yeah. And that can affect change.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that everybody should. I'm just saying, like, I can see why those two things might mesh together very well.
Mm-hmm.
There are other good answers there, too, that I can't remember off the top of my head.
I can't remember, but I remember, like, each person who said that, like, there was Araya, Grey Wolf, Velma, and Sonoran, both, like, all had these amazing, like, not arguments, but responses.
Really, yeah, well thought out.
And I was like, yes! Especially Grey Wolf's really touched, like, something in me. He said something that really mm-hmm. affected me, and it was something that I hadn't really been able to articulate. And I can't think of what it is.
I know. I feel... I just hate that we didn't record anything there.
I know. Well, but what about you? Why do you do it?
I thought long and hard about this, and I actually didn't give an answer that night.
Yeah, I don't think you did. I don't think I did either.
No, I mean, I think, like, we both kind of started to put our opinions together, but neither of us really just spilled them all out
yeah.
there. Which it was fine, because actually what was really cool about that whole situation was that everyone was listening,
yes.
not just waiting for their turn to speak.
Thank God.
I mean, it was beautiful to have that kind of just completely honest discussion where everybody had something to offer and everybody did offer something of value.
And everybody was truly listening, not just, yes. like you said, you know, waiting for their turn to speak.
Yes. Oh, it was just great. But what I started thinking about was, you know, at first I was, my initial sort of response was, I do it because I, you know, I want, it, the magic is the thing for me. I want to be able to do the spells and, you know, get what I want. That's how I sort of started approaching it, saying, like, I want to be able to do the spells because the religious components of it are good, but they've always been a secondary component for me. Like, the spiritual side of it has always been sort of the byproduct of doing the physical work and doing magic because I need some money, I'm going to do magic. And then when I do that, there's something else that happens alongside of it that maybe makes me get more in tune with something.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that came up a lot, was being in tune with like nature or in tune with the universe. I think that might've been Arise actually.
It was
something to that effect. But anyway, so that was all sort of like, oh, you know, the spiritual side is a byproduct of doing magic. But then I started thinking about, okay, if I go back and back and back to where I first got interested in witchcraft, it's when I was a kid and I wanted to do the spells. And it's not just because I wanted to do spells because I wanted my life to, you know, be better. Not just because, you know, I wanted not to have a bully pick on me or because I wanted to have more allowance money or something like that. It was because I wanted to live in a magical world. I wanted to live in a world where enchantment was possible.
Yes.
And that really came to me during this conversation. It was like, that's what it is. I want to live in a world where things can happen magically. And they do. And well, I love it.
We also had this really great kind of topic that came off of that. We're talking about books and movies and how they... a lot of people were really inspired by, you know, that type of thing in their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, for me it was, and I, you know, I said this at the conversation. So if you're a podcaster listening, sorry if I'm repeating myself, you know, I grew up reading all these books about escapism, you know, mm-hmm. the Secret Garden, Bridge to Terabithia. I know there's more, obviously.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I mean, Harry Potter came later, but Harry Potter is also a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Indian in the Cupboard is, you know, not necessarily like going into another world, but...
But having another world intrude upon you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, you know, I use these books as a way to escape my life at the time. Not that it was bad. I'm not trying to say that. You know, I didn't have like any... necessarily, you know, trauma or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, school wasn't always the greatest for me just because middle school was not kind. Let's just say that. Middle school was not kind to me. But, I love to read and I could get lost in books for hours and hours and hours. And it's funny that the books I was reading as an escape were also about kind of, you know, escaping to this mm-hmm. magical world. And not that I use magic for escapism, but I kind of see it not as becoming a different person, but becoming the better version of myself.
Mm-hmm. I can kind of see that. So
it's a transformation. Yeah, it's just how do we see it?
Yeah, and maybe that's what my mine is too, is that I'm seeing this as, you know, I want my world to be transformed by magic. Yes. I want to transform how I see the world.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's similar to what you're saying in terms of like, you want this world.
You want your world to be transformed by magic. And I want like my being to be transformed by magic.
Right. Because it will transform your world too.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's kind of is what Peter is saying almost, where like you transform yourself. And so it transforms the world around you.
Yeah.
So it's funny, like all of these things were sort of related, but said in different ways and very well articulated ways.
Mm-hmm. I remembered a little bit of what Sonoran was saying, actually, because mm-hmm. he was talking about the wheel, you know, and how everything is changing. Again, it's transforming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think magic tends to prepare you for that better. And, you know, he said he's had some pretty bad times, but
that's right.
But it helps him, you know, remember that everything's a wheel, everything's circular.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned that he was having a pretty good time in his life, and he was actually like, you know, I could use a little bit of a challenge right now.
He's like, okay, goddess, I could handle a little bit of an obstacle.
And so all of a sudden, everybody was like, oh no, you never do that.
And of course, right afterwards, it's like he went completely 180. Yes. It's like, everything is crap now.
Okay, I've got my obstacle. Thank you.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. But, I mean, this the question of, like, why choose witchcraft? I mean, I think that there are as many answers as there are people doing witchcraft, if not more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I wonder how many of them tie into things like transformation or tie into things like self-improvement, tie into things like, you know, wanting a world that can, you know, have real fairies in it, wanting a world that can have a real witch in it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we can say all this flowery, poetic stuff about it, but a lot of times, for me anyway, it simply comes down to, it's in me. Like, it's what mm-hmm. I have a reaction to. You know, mm-hmm. I have a visceral reaction to this stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. And
your ears prick up if there's a witch in a movie or a book or something.
Yeah, and I just respond to it, you know, and there's really no explaining that. It's just, or, you know, my feelings for it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm in a love affair, but yeah, it's just what works for me, you know?
Yeah. I like that love affair metaphor. It is really like, it's like that lifelong love affair where every time you see the person, you're like, oh, I'm so lucky to be with that person.
And there's no real explanation for it. You can't help who you love.
But it's there. It's just a deeply seated
emotion, a feeling. Yes. Yeah.
It's and somebody was talking about something related to this. It may have been Peter again, but talking about how a lot of times when witches learn things, when they're growing as witches and you know, finding out new things, maybe during the path to an initiation or something, they don't describe it as I've learned this new skill as so much as I've remembered this thing.
Yes.
And it's like it was always there and it suddenly is opened up again and they see it. It's always been there. Now they've got access to it again.
Yeah.
And there's an element of truth to that, I think. But anyway, it was a really, really interesting conversation. I'd love to keep that conversation going. I'd love to hear more elaboration from podcasters or listeners,
mm-hmm.
anybody who wants to share. I'm open to that.
Definitely. That'd be awesome.
So who knows, maybe we'll revisit this topic after we get more feedback or
yeah, that'd be really good.
Or if not, we'll just get a lot of really good feedback and it'll help us think about this. Yeah. You know, it's very cool to us.
Yeah. As you can see, we had a wonderful time. Wonderful conversation.
Seriously. Amazing conversation. But speaking of sending things into us, before we wrap up,
yeah.
I would like to let everyone know we've got a contest on. Check out the blog. There'll be some links in the show notes for this, but we've got what I called the Share a Spell Contest, and I later realized would be a lot funnier if I'd called it the Speak a Spell Contest. what we basically want people to do is think of your favorite or one of your favorite spells, and in a clip anywhere from, you know, 30 seconds up to 5 minutes, make an audio recording of yourself describing the spell, doing any of the chanting or incantation, and, you know, going through sort of what you need to do the spell, ingredients, etc. Take that audio recording, turn it into maybe an MP3 file. There's a few different formats. I'll list what they are on the show notes or in the links. And just send those to us. And if you do that, then you will be entered into a drawing for, we've got a couple of different prizes we're sort of kicking around right now.
Mm-hmm.
We may do some witchy books, we may do some oils from our hopefully to be reopened soon shop.
Mm-hmm.
I've even considered doing some Skype card readings for people if they're interested.
I think that's a pretty cool idea.
So, if you want to submit, please send us that. Send us your audio file of your favorite spell. And also, if you don't mind, just write a note saying like what you think you would like the prize to be. Cause I mean, I'll sort of figure out what's the best one available, or, you know, maybe we'll do all three.
Yeah.
We may draw for all three. But we're definitely going to be drawing for at least one of those things, possibly all three. And, should I tell why I'm doing it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Just to give you some motivation, we've got Halloween coming up, obviously, next month. And we've got some... I know it's exciting. You've already gotten decorated, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I got started.
I got home from the, you know, from Salem, and I was like, there was there was witchy stuff everywhere. I have to decorate for Halloween. So yeah, I put it all out.
Awesome.
It was rainy. I lit some candles. It was good atmosphere.
Cool. Well, anyway, with Halloween coming up, we're going to be doing, hopefully we'll be doing some stories again, like we did last year. We are going to be doing some, something similar to what we did with the Yule last year, where we did a bunch of lore. We're hoping to do something like that in October. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we want to do, especially for the end of October, is take all of the audio clips of different spells that we get and compile them into basically an audio spell book, an audio grimoire, and let people have that. So that, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, for one reason or another may not have a written spell book, or, you know, maybe respond better to audio learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think this would be a cool thing to have available. You know, just a list of spells that you can then listen to and go and memorize.
Just in case that wasn't obvious from what we're going to do with it, you know, you sending that in, what am I trying to say here? Automatically, you know, grants permission for us to use it.
Oh, yes. Yes. So if you send it to us, we will be sharing it on the show in some capacity.
Yeah. So if you're not comfortable with that, then...
then don't submit.
Don't.
You know... Or you know what? You know what? We'll even go one better. If you're not comfortable with your voice being submitted, but you do want to participate in the contest, email us the spell, and if we have to, we'll just read it.
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
Yeah, but we'd prefer it in your voice because I think it'll be more interesting with more voices.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just don't have the ability to do it, then type up the spell, send it to us, and we'll record it for you.
Yes.
Yeah, so please enter that contest.
Yeah.
Please, 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 please. Likewise, on that note, we'll be soliciting Halloween lore probably between now and mid to late October. Most of that will be done via Twitter, so please follow us on our Twitter account, which is at NWWITCHERY. That's at NWWitchery on Twitter. We'll put a link to that in the show note as well.
Mm-hmm. And Corey and I both tweet from that. It just, you know, depends.
And we'll do little contests. And you know, if you're following us that way and we solicit lore on Twitter, then you're more likely to see when we do little mini trivia contests or whatever and get a chance to win a little prize or something.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter. Yeah, and I think that's about all the announcements. Got not a lot coming up other than October, which will probably be kind of busy, but should be fun.
Yeah.
And after that, Yule will be the next big thing on the horizon, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I'm also excited about that.
Me too. But
we'll get there eventually. Let's focus on Halloween, right? So anyway, well, Lane has something.
Well, I don't know if you might need to cut this.
Oh. Late breaking edition. Lane has remembered.
Of course it comes to me as soon as we hit, you know, stop recording. All right. So when Corey and I were working the other night, we came back and we were discussing what had just happened and, you know, sort of our feelings about it. And we both kind of looked at each other and said, we should be recording this. So we were kind of just going to throw this out to the listeners. How would you guys feel about... sort of a, the little title that I had in my head was Tales from the Witching Hour, and just a little, mini episode of kind of what we did and kind of how we felt about it and maybe, you know, our intentions and all that. Just a, you know, little small practical episode of, you know, no philosophical discussions, just what we do basically. Mm-hmm. And you know, if that would interest you at all. And if it would, you know, email us, leave us a comment.
Yeah. They would probably be fairly short, you know, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, very practically oriented, covering the physical specifics and a little bit of discussion about, that sort of aftermath of it.
Yeah.
And probably would be recorded almost immediately after the working. So we wouldn't actually know the results yet. We would just be talking about what we did.
Right.
And it, really, I don't know if this would replace our regular regular segments, which have faded a little bit, largely because, one, we've been sort of sharing spells in the mix. So my segment is sort of already in there. Mm-hmm. And then I think your segment, it's gotten to a point where it's sort of like, well, we've covered a lot of the crafts that we do.
Yeah, exactly. I need to find more creative things to put in there.
But this would be another possible segment that we could juggle around in there and, you know, just something that might show up in the feed independently.
Right.
So if it's something that would interest you, I'm going to put a poll up on the site.
Oh, cool.
And just let us know if you'd be interested in that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, if you have any feedback for us, you can reach us at compassandkey@gmail.com. That's what? Do you remember?
No, I'm just laughing because, you know, when people were commenting about how they couldn't understand us when we said that, it still makes me laugh.
Oh, okay. Well, I was about to spell it out anyway. So.
Okay.
So there. It's compassandkey@gmail.com.
Yes, or you can contact us on the blog by leaving a comment or leaving a comment.
Yeah, clicking contact us, which we'll send you to our email.
And that's at newworldwitchery.com.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as we said, Twitter.
Yes.
You can follow us there. There's a link in the sidebar of the main webpage. So I think that's it. All right. Hope you enjoyed this little episode, and we'll be back
Thanks
fairly
for listening
soon
to us gush about the podcasters. And sorry if it made you feel
left out,
sad that you couldn't be there. But
yeah, that
you
was
were there in spirit.
It really.
What?
I need to break out your bunny ears on that one.
Yes. Oh, don't even bring up the fluffiness.
Oh goodness. Anyway, so. So we're not trying to make anyone feel excluded. We're actually doing this because we wanted everyone to sort of know what it felt like to be there.
Yes.
And, you know, even get a chance to participate in the conversation that we all had.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't feel excluded. You feel slightly more included. But thank you for listening to us gush about the awesomeness that we had. And hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks with some more New World witchery.
Yes.
And until then, we thank you for listening.
Be well.
New World Witchery is recorded using GarageBand on Mac. The song you're listening to is Homebound by the artist Jag from Cypress Grove Blues. It can be found on magnatune.com. Magnatune, your source for PodSafe music.